I met Bruno about two and a half years ago now. And, you know, that was through a mutual friend of ours named James Fauntleroy. Yeah, he connected us. I had my first day with him. We're just kind of jamming and, you know, just kind of getting to know each other and stuff like that. And, you know, ever since then, I kind of just been working almost every day for 2 years. Somewhere along the line, we knew that, you know, we wanted to do, but he knew that he wanted to do something with Anderson .Paak.
Right.
And that's kind of how that whole thing formed. They got together one day while we were working, and then it just kind of took a life of its own and became Silk Sonic. Yeah, it was just a long process of all the stuff we did together at that time to create the whole project.
Now, you co-wrote and produced, I believe, all the songs on the Silk Sonic album. And so,
yes.
You know, so what is it, what was it with you, Bruno, and Anderson that made you such a good team in the studio?
I think one thing is that we could all pick up an instrument and play. And he's amazing out on the drums. You know, Bruno could hop on the drums. I could hop on the drums if I needed to. Bass, guitar. So it was just kind of like we were on our own band in the studio, especially during the pandemic. Like, it was, everything was shut down. So
all right.
We saw it was each other. So I think we just built that chemistry, really being lovers of music and being lovers of soul music and just really jamming every day until we come up with something that's like, okay, wait, we could do something with this, or we could do something with that, you know, and put it all together.
All right. And Leave the Door Open went to number one, and then it won 3 Grammys, so, you know, including Song of the Year. So how can you, you know, talk a little about how you wrote that song with Bruno Anderson and Brody Brown?
Yeah, it was definitely a process. It took a while to get it right, but, you know, it kind of started with Bruno kind of having the idea in the title, like, Leave the Door Open. He kind of knew that, that was sort of the concept of how he wanted to do it.
Right.
The rest of it was kind of figuring out how to bring it to life. So, you know, just through time, we just we're messing around with different versions and different ideas of how we can, you know, make this, you know, an incredible record. We went down the rabbit hole of literally like, okay, what's the sound? Should we change this? Should the lyric be that? Should, you know, we really just tore it apart and then put it back together again plenty of times.
Right.
And until we found, basically until we cracked the code.